Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Buckle up for Kobe. Kobe Bryant just sucked the gravity out of the target center.
Not the game. We talking about practice, man.
That's it.
There is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're last.
And there you have it, folks. It's episode 153 of the Takeover Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Siekert, and we got a very, very special guest today. But before we get to him, I got to introduce my guy that makes it happen behind the scenes, Sean Deauville.
What is up? I'm here.
How we doing?
I'm doing good. It's I don't like this whole sun setting early thing. It's pissing me off a little bit.
Yeah, it's
I'm a fan.
Yeah, it's wild. So for us 9-to-5ers, I'm sure you guys are aware. So you wake up, the sun's out, but then when you get off work, it's like, oh, the sun's gone. Yeah.
Day's over, and you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah, so I'm one of those people, and kind of depressing. And then it's just cold, you know, for everyone. At least if you're in the Treasure Valley watching this. I don't want to assume, right? So, but if you're somewhere warm and nice, enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, no, for real. It's one of those things where it's kind of a nice reset in the wintertime to kind of, you know, you get those chill nights where you can kind of stay in, don't have to do something every day when it's like summer out and it's bright until 10 p.m. here. It's kind of nice to have a little bit, but I think it gets old after a month.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, and I'm a skier, so it's like, all right, let's get the snow, and then after New Year's, I'm like, all right, I'm already over.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
That is.
But it's this episode, Sean, it's not about us.
No, it never is.
So I think we should just stop talking.
Yeah.
Because if you read the title of this video, neither of us are Jaden Virgin Morgan, and that is our guest. So let's welcome defensive end at Boise State, Jaden Virgin Morgan!
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the show, my man.
Sir.
So you are from a warm city, San Diego, California.
Sunny San Diego.
Sunny San Diego. And it is, it's not warm here in the wintertime. And, but when you were playing high school football, man, dude, you were running back, tight end, edge rusher, linebacker. I mean, did you have a favorite position or?
I liked offense a lot more. It was a lot more rewarding, like running back and tight end. That was probably my favorite going through high school for sure.
Okay.
It's a little different during coming to the end just because kind of recruiting switched it up a little bit, but offense was definitely a lot more fun.
Okay. And that's just because, what, the scoring possibilities?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. And then were you like 50-50 running back tight end or were you?
It was kind of just a, I guess you could say that. It was kind of 50-50. Depended. Going through my high school career, it went from straight running back to more receiver, tight end, kind of. And then my senior year, I was running back and tight end again.
Okay. And then they'd have you on defense as well.
Correct.
Edge and linebacker. When did you know that, like, edge rusher was your position?
I'm going to be honest. I would say when I got out here because I didn't start playing, like, outside linebacker or, like, an edge rusher until my senior year, and I was still getting comfortable with that. And I mean, as soon as I got out here, I was still getting used to it. And then once I was able to get it picked up a little bit, I knew it was a position for me.
Cause when I saw your 24/7 profile, I saw you were a tight end. Is that what you were recruited as?
For some of the schools, it was tight end and as an edge rusher.
Okay. So it was like tight end / edge rusher. Okay. Gotcha. And Boise State saw you as an edge rusher.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, what was that recruiting process like? I know you had a few offers, all Mountain West schools.
Yeah.
Most of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I mean, obviously super grateful that I was able to earn a lot of scholarships and the scholarships from Mountain West or the different Mountain West schools. But, I mean, as soon as COVID hit, I kind of got a little worried because the recruiting process got a lot different compared to earlier years. But being able to go into multiple different camps, I think COVID helped me out a lot just because I was able to go to those camps. Everything turned online. Like, a lot of the stuff was more like social media based. So I think being able to take advantage of that helped me out a lot.
Okay. And so you, did you visit Boise State at all?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And how did Boise State stand out from, like, any of the other schools?
I just liked the dynamic when I first got out here. I mean, like, being able to see kind of how the players were, how the players interacted with each other. It was a lot different than a couple of the other schools that I had really was looking at and kind of saw their dynamic. Didn't seem as connected as the guys were here. So that was one of the big reasons. And then I liked the city, too. I mean, when I first the times that I came out here was a little cold, so that kind of scared me because I was not used to
coming from San Diego.
Yeah. But I mean, it was I just liked the city too. It was nice.
Okay, so the city and then the camaraderie, it seemed like, within the locker room.
Yeah.
I mean, was there someone's personality that really stuck out where you're like, oh, like this is like.
I wouldn't say a particular person. No.
Okay, you're just like, okay, everyone's like getting along with each other.
Yeah.
And okay, and so yeah, you got here 2022. And then you redshirted.
Sorry.
Okay. And was that your decision? Was that a coach's decision that you'd want to do that? Or
it was mutual. It was me and the coach's decision.
Nice. And how come you wanted a redshirt?
Well, I mean, the position at edge, we had a few guys that were already ahead of me, older guys. And my coach, as well as me, thought it would be smarter for me to be able to learn from those guys, as well as be able to take the reps on scout and then also be able to take reps with, like, the other with the blue defense and orange defense and stuff. So, I mean, I feel like it was a great decision to do that.
Okay. And so for people that don't know, blue defense and orange defense, blue is first team,
yes.
Orange second team.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on. I know my Boise State. Okay. Is there a term for third string?
Gray.
Gray.
Yeah.
Is there a term for fourth?
No. Okay. Oh, wait. Actually, yes. Wait. I flipped that. Third string is white. And then fourth string is gray.
Okay.
No fifth string, though.
No, okay. I was going to say, that's deep in the depth chart. That is deep.
It stops at gray.
Okay. The more you know, Bronco Nation, the more you know. So then 2023 rolls around. First full season playing, right? So you played all 14 games, and I saw you started in six of them. I don't know. I don't think it said which ones, but so it seemed like you kind of started towards the end, right?
Yeah.
You had zero sacks. Going into this year, I'm not trying to cook you for your last year's performance. All right, that's
no, you could.
Because you got, I mean, dude, you have nine sacks with two games left this year. So I'm curious, what was your mentality going into this season trying to get that that progression to spurt?
I mean, just really being able to be comfortable with my pass rush. I mean, last season, like you said, I had zero sacks. And, I mean, being an edge rusher and actually getting reps and not getting a sack is kind of, like, I don't know, demeaning a little bit. I mean, you can get tackles and stuff, but you're an edge rusher, you're a pass rusher. You should be getting back to the quarterback, getting sacks. But, I mean, that was a big motivation coming into this year, knowing and hoping I was going to get meaningful reps this year and working that a lot during the off season, like my pass rush moves, how to just work with the offensive linemen to work on my pass rush moves. I mean, just it was a big deal for me during the offseason, for sure.
You think the number change from 40 to 5 helped?
I'd say so. A little bit. I feel like you look good. You look good, you feel good, you play good. So, I mean, that's how I look at it. And changing from 40 to 5 obviously is a huge number change.
Yeah.
And I feel like it looks cool in my opinion, for sure. It looks a lot better than the 40. I know some people disagree with that. Like, the older people think that the bigger guys should be in the larger numbers, but I feel like five looks good.
For sure. I will say 5 looks way better on you.
Thank you.
I will say that for sure. And I'm sure it wasn't, was it all performance based? You're like, no, I need a new number. Or were you like, no, I feel like I want to be 5.
No, I mean, it took a lot of convincing with Coach D. I mean, I honestly didn't think I was going to get it because, I mean, I asked him, I think it was after last season going into spring ball, and he was kind of hesitant just because 5 is more of like a skill guy position number.
True.
So, I mean, 100% true.
True.
That's why I was like, okay, I understand that for sure. But, I mean, he said if I perform well in spring ball and keep my head straight, keep asking them, keep convincing them, then maybe it'll happen. And it happened.
Fair Let's enough. Go. Yeah. We got Cinco.
Yes, sir.
So was there a game this year, or was there like a play where you kind of feel like, okay, I got the hang of this? Was there a sack where you're like, oh, like, I'm here?
Not that I could fully think of off the top of my head. I mean, there was a play during Washington State that, I don't know, it should have been a safety. It was a sack that I shared with Ahmed. He got there, he knocked him off balance, and then he basically regained his balance, but I was able to basically run over, I speed to power, went straight through the offensive lineman, and then got the sack, and that was a huge confidence boost. And I didn't even realize that I had did that until the Monday after when we watched film, and I was like, wow, like, I have the confidence to be able to do that, and then it just grew from there for sure.
Yeah, because do you feel like right now, like, you're kind of in, like, in a groove, like, you got some momentum?
Yeah,
and how are you trying, is that, like, also a mental thing, I feel like? Are you trying to limit distractions? How do you go about that?
Definitely limit distractions, keep all the outside noise out. I mean, keep confidence, but keep, like, you got to be able to grow as well. You're never there. That's what a lot of the coaches and a lot of the guys, a lot of people talk about. You're never arrived, I guess you could say. So I feel like just being able to know that you can continue to grow. And where I'm at right now, obviously I'm extremely thankful that I'm here, but I feel like I can always grow, and I'm never where I technically want to be.
Nice. So they're making sure you stay humble, more work to be done.
Yeah.
Let's go, dude. And I want to talk about the most recent game that we had, San Jose State. Boise State's down 14-0, start the game, and they have the ball on the goal line, have a chance to go up 21-0. In the back of your guys' minds, defensively, it can be the whole team too, but did you feel like the season's on the line here?
I mean, as you said, it was 14-0 goal line. Like, it's not going the way we want to, but goal line, we're the – our thing is, it's 3-0, and we need to stop them. But season on the line, I mean, there's still more time in the game. So, I mean, kind of, but I feel like the season was kind of out of our head at that moment, and it was that game, and we need to stop them right then and there so that we can get the ball back to our offense, and they can go score and keep on scoring, and we can keep getting the ball back to them.
Well said. Yeah. Because, yeah, no, there was, I know there was a lot of time, but I'm sitting here and I'm like, ooh, this was probably, I mean, slow. It's got to be about the slowest start of the season so far. I was like, oh, man. Like, and San Jose State, they're a very slept on team. They're a good team. They got a
solid team,
statistically, sure, the best receiver in the country. Mm-hmm. And Jaden, I want you to answer this. So, what do you feel like is different about this team? We're sitting at 9-1. If San Jose State goes up 21-0 or even up 14-0, do you feel like, and dare I say this, do you feel like last year's team potentially doesn't find a way to win that game compared to this year?
I mean, it's kind of hard to look at it like that, because last year San Jose State was up like that on us before halftime. And, I mean, I kind of just, I think it is the team, I think. But I don't really know. I just feel like this year's team had a lot, like, we have a lot more fight in us. We got a lot more, like, yeah, they might be up, but the game's still not over and we're still going. Like, we may have started slow, but we need to respond. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there's no other option. We're not going to sit here and cry about the fact that we're down 14 points and we didn't start the way we want to. But, I mean, that's one thing that I feel like we're pretty good at is responding this year for sure.
I completely agree, and I think it's the way the game finished. The final was 41-21. Like, you guys put them away. It wasn't like a one touchdown win. You guys took care of them. It was just kind of like a, no, we're not having any more of this. Is it a Spencer Danielson thing?
I mean, I'd like to say that, because mm-hmm. I mean, I love Coach D. He's great, and a lot of the guys would do a lot for him, and just being able to have a head coach that everybody wants to fight for and everybody loves is, it's great. It just makes the team dynamic a lot more connected. And it's not a bunch of guys fighting in the locker room about, oh, well, it was the offense that didn't do something right, or it was the defense that didn't do something right. He also is really good at making sure that both sides of the ball are connected. And it's not like if offense does something wrong, then defense needs to hate on them.
Right.
It's just we need to bring them up. We need to get the ball back to them so they can go score the next drive.
Right. So making sure like everyone's accountable for everything as a team.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I got some. I've noticed a lot with this season in particular that I feel like those second half adjustments have made a huge difference compared to teams in the past that I've seen. What was that kind of like in that locker room at halftime against San Jose State, as much as you can share?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Our second half adjustments have been amazing this year. Like, I feel like I was saying earlier, was like responding, being able to respond. But it's just being like, our coaches are on it. Like, especially I feel like one big thing is the iPads that we have this year. That's something that's helped us out a lot, being able to see the plays that we had already gotten and being able to make those adjustments on those and actually make effective adjustments instead of just adjustments that are just, they might help, might not, but it's been pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. So you're getting that in like real time down there, like looking. Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy with those iPads, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I've always wondered.
Yeah. Cause seeing like getting off the field after like, say we get a 3-and-out or hopefully not, but they score or something like that.
Yeah.
Being able to see that play or the few plays that you may have messed up on or did good on, and Coach Frazier come up and show you on the iPad is kind of crazy.
And you can be like, oh, okay, that's what it was.
Exactly.
And then you fix that throughout the whole game.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you also like looking for like the left or right tackle, being like, hey, he's like, he's weak here.
Mm-hmm.
Hit him with the.
Exactly. Being able to see like the run pass keys and stuff like that. So.
Is there a favorite go-to move you like in your repertoire?
I'd say, I mean, I like speed to power, like just like a bull rush
mm-hmm.
and then double hand swipe for sure if it's like a speed rush. So those are my two most comfortable moves as of this season, but I'm hoping to kind of widen my toolbox, I guess you could say.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So I'm curious too here, your running back, Ashton, what's it like going up against him in practice?
Something else. Like it's... Just be like seeing such a freak athlete do the things that he does, and it's insane. Like, especially like going up against him in practice is like, it's a little different because it's real time. But seeing him against other people on the field during games is like, all right, like we're kind of used to it at this point. Like it sucks to say because it's like he's such an amazing athlete, and everyone's so like in awe. Which we all are, but like we're so used to seeing him do all the crazy things. It's like, all right, like that's pretty sick. That is pretty sick, but it's crazy.
Yeah,
and being able to see, because he's one of the most humble people I've ever met in my life, and being able to see how much praise that he's gotten right now, and he hasn't changed, like from because I came. Well, he came in early, but he's technically my class.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the same class, and he hasn't changed since he like we were living in the dorms. So it's crazy.
So you've seen him the entire time he was here. Was there a certain moment when you're like, oh, this guy's like different?
I mean, our freshman year when he was doing the stuff he was doing, I was like, all right, this is a little different. Like this isn't technically normal, I guess you could say.
Was there like a play he did?
I can't remember a particular play, but
okay.
Just
a whole collage of them just
yeah. And coming in, I mean, I heard all about, because since he came in early, he did the spring ball of 2022. And I heard all about the true freshman running back is running over the vets and this and that. And I was like, okay, let's see it. And they get to practice, like fall camp and stuff. I was like, all right, this dude is a real deal for sure.
And so there's a lot of talk going on, too. I mean, the fact that you have a teammate that's, like, in the talks for the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
That's something that, like, did you ever even think, like, that was going to happen? Like, what are the odds of that?
That was never something that I would have thought happened. But, I mean, it's sick. Like, I'm extremely happy for him, especially, but it's pretty dope for sure.
So, Jaden, I'm curious. Why do you think Ashton Jeanty should win the Heisman?
Man, I mean, best running back, obviously. He's got, like, he's not just an athlete. I feel like there's other stuff. Like, he's doing the scholarship. He's in the community out here. I mean, extremely humble. Like, you can see, obviously, the other Heisman runner talking a little trash online and stuff, and you see he doesn't respond because he doesn't, like, there's no need to do all of that because I feel like that kind of brings it down a little bit. But, I mean, I feel like he should win it. And I feel like if he continues to have the season that he's having right now, it's going to be a tough pick between the two.
I think so too.
I think it's funny because me and Ryan have had this discussion a lot in group chats, but
yes,
I just find it funny that an off game for him, air quotes, you guys can't see me, but air quotes, an off game for him is 150 yards and like two touchdowns.
Like, what are we doing?
If that's an off game, give it to him right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, an off game, 150 yards, two touchdowns. That's a good game for some running backs.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like a career high for some of them.
Yeah.
And they're starting to show the graphic with, like, how many players are in the box.
Yeah.
At, like, the yards he's averaging.
Mm-hmm.
When there's eight in the box, he's averaging 7 yards a carry.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
You got to put 9 to 10 in the box.
Yeah. And he's still third in the country in yards after contact by himself.
I just saw the graphic. It was him number one, and then I forget what the other running back was, and then
him again.
Him again with
after being touched.
Crazy.
What are we doing? Okay, yeah.
And hey, even if you have 10 guys in the box, then Maddox is going to kill you in the air.
Exactly. We got Dice wide receiver threats. We got a quarterback that can hit those wide receivers. So it's we got a dynamic offense for sure.
Beast of a tight end. Mm-hmm. Shout out Matt Lauder.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But back to you. Had to touch on Aston a little bit. But I kind of want to go back to, you know, what you've been doing this year and, like, just the insane leap you had. And you have 9 sacks right now. I don't know if you knew, but you're tied 9th in the country. And you're coming off a year that you had 0. And you played in every game. What would you say separates you from other edge rushers in the country?
I feel like I'm more fluid. I feel like that's one of the big things that I like to pride myself in, is being more fluid with the pass rush instead of just kind of either just running straight down through somebody or being stiff off the edge. And I mean, I give a lot up to Coach Frazier, the edge coach. He's worked a lot, and he worked a lot with me during off season, just being able to be comfortable in the pass rush moves. And like I said, my favorite move was either the bull rush or the double hand swipe, and being able to have a move that you have set, and if that doesn't work, have another move. And being able to know that, one of the big things that Coach Frazier talks about is being an active pass rusher gets you sacks. So, I mean, a lot of my sacks this season have been from, like, T games with the defensive tackle. So I definitely give up a lot to the defensive tackles, too, because they help me out a lot, for sure. But being an active pass rusher, pursuing to wherever the ball is, like, especially when it's a quarterback, being an active pass rusher, whether you make your first move or not and you continue to go, it's going to get you sacks for sure.
And I'm so glad you said that. I feel like defensive tackles, they are so underrated because they open up so much for you and Ahmed, I feel like, to eat. And I guess that's just with any, even in the NFL, like, defensive tackles, they'll rarely be getting the sacks, but, like, the edge rushers are the ones eating because they're making those switches. And what's crazy is, I mean, Aaron Donald just retired, but, dude, this guy was a defensive tackle, and he had, like, 16 and a half sacks a year.
Crazy.
That's insane.
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 Yeah.
So I'm glad you said that, though, because, you know, shout out Braxton, Sheldon Newton, Herbert.
Mike Callahan.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Those guys are doing great.
Yeah.
With the run and the pass, I feel like. Jaden, what's one piece of advice you would give incoming high schoolers? It can be edge rushers or just at any position going into college.
My biggest advice is, well, kind of cliche, but keep up with your grades. Like, I mean, I feel like that's one of the big things always. Parents are going to tell you, and you're not going to like it, but definitely grades. And then, like I was saying before, pursuing to the ball. I mean, that's one thing that gets you a lot of looks with college coaches as well as NFL scouts as well, because that's what you're called. Like, my college coaches right now are telling me that you're, however close you are to the ball is how much, like, how much you're pursuing to the ball, really. And just being able to do your job and then pursue to the ball after, you'll start to make the big plays that you want. And if you're not making the big plays when you're doing your job, they're still going to come. And being able to pursue to the ball, get to the ball every single play as much as possible is going to get you those plays.
Trust the process.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
Jaden, in your 3 years at Boise State, what are you the most grateful for?
Well, I mean, I'm most grateful for all of the friends that I made out here. Like, it's great. Like, I obviously have friends back home, but they're doing their own thing right now. Just being able to have, like, a few friends that are super close, and then the guys on the team that are a bunch of other brothers and friends. Mm-hmm. And then also being able to just, like, meeting people from different countries, like Max Deitch, Germany, Ahmed, technically, I mean, he grew up in California a little bit, but Egypt.
Egypt, yeah.
Like, my freshman year, I met Isaiah Banya. He was from Canada. And then Ty Benefield grew up in Canada. Just being, and then, like, people from Texas, Florida.
James Ferguson Reynolds.
Exactly, yeah. Australia, Chicago. It's, I love that. Just, like, all of the different cultures and different people that have different walks of life, it's extremely thankful for that.
That's so awesome. So, like, all the connections you made.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, is it kind of, and I've heard this from other players, it seems like it's easier to obviously be, like, really tight with your position group, but it seems like the locker room, like, it doesn't matter what position you play, yeah. It seems like everyone's super close.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's one of the big things that I love about this team is we're all connected. Like, I mean, yeah, the position group is going to be connected because we're always together, but, mm-hmm. I mean, being able to really connect with, like, the DBs as an edge player helps out the team a lot, just being able to be connected with them. Like, Alexander Tubner, like, being, because he's a boundary safety, being able to be connected with him and be comfortable with him is, like, even outside of football, helps you play more comfortable with him on the field, which is one big thing that I found out. Like, I understood that this year.
Yeah.
So it's pretty dope.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, I want to touch on this, and this was very recent news, but the College Football Playoff Committee, they're starting to drop the rankings. This week, as of November 19th, Boise State is the 4 seed. I mean,
crazy.
A first round bye?
Yeah.
As a Mountain West school?
Yeah.
I mean, when you saw that, I mean,
it blew my mind, because I had heard talk about us possibly being able to have a bye the first week, and I was like, okay, maybe.
Sure. I feel like a lot has to happen.
Right. Like, there's a lot of things. And then I see the graphic come out, and I'm like, all right, this is real. Like, we might actually have a bye.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yo, as of right now, like, it can happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if we keep doing what we need to keep doing, very well.
So
very
ideal. Because I'm sure.
It'd be great, 100%.
I'm sure we'd want to, or I mean, you'd want to have a neutral site than rather go to Ohio State.
Yeah, definitely a neutral site for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like, playing at Ohio State would be cool, you know, but.
Home field's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, that home field advantage, that is a thing.
100%.
Or even on the road to, like, any SEC school, I mean. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, let me ask you this. How does a potential rematch with Oregon sound?
I love that. I would love that. Let's do it. Like, that's a game that I want back. And I know this, the entire team wants that game back, for sure. Obviously, you can't get it back. But if we have if we could play them again, we could show them why we should have won that game. So
I know it's incredibly difficult to beat a team twice. So Oregon's gonna, it'll be a good game. Yeah,
100%. I agree.
To be fair to them, like, they look like they've gotten better throughout the season.
100%.
Full respect to Oregon. And I think we can say the same thing about Boise State too.
Big time.
Yeah, and I know, like, you know, Mountain West, like, you can look at the scoreboard of games and be like, oh, well, you know, they didn't play as good, but, like, that Nevada game, I feel like they prepped for Boise State very well. Mm-hmm. Like, they were well coached. Like, I feel like the score, yeah, it was close, but Boise State, nonetheless, I feel like you guys have gotten better,
yeah,
especially on defense, like throughout the whole season, even from that Oregon game. Yeah. So
it's a rivalry game, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Alabama lost to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, Vanderbilt's good. Yeah. Honestly, they're good.
Yeah, that's a good team, too, but that was still a crazy game for sure.
Very crazy. And Notre Dame's hanging on for dear life, I feel like, with the Northern Illinois loss on their resume,
yeah,
at home. So, I'm sure you guys talk about this, too. There's just still a lot to be done.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that can still unfold. But now we know, hey, like, this is a real possibility.
It's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
And then Oregon's just right there.
Sin right there.
It's probably a good confidence booster, too, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, one thing that Coach D likes to say is, yeah, we got 4-seed, we might have a bye, but we still got 2 games. We got to win this one. Once we win this one, we got Oregon State next week,
mm-hmm,
and then we got the Mountain West Championship. But, I mean, 1 week at a time. Obviously, this is giant confidence booster, but once again, it's technically outside noise.
Correct, because this right now does not matter.
It means nothing.
It means nothing.
Like, the rankings that matter are the ones after season.
Correct.
Like, so that's yeah.
Right, because, yeah, it says, what, projection. So mm-hmm, it's like, hey, fake.
Exactly.
Not yet.
Yep.
To be determined.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. I'll stop. but, yeah, I guess, Sean or Jaden, you can answer this, too. Is there a certain team that you'd probably want to play first round, ideally?
Ooh, that I don't know.
Good answer.
I don't know.
Because, yeah, top 12 in the country. I mean, that's no one's going to be bad. Like, no one's going to be easy. Yeah,
exactly.
I would love, as a Boise State fan, to have that first round bye.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State lose to BYU. We play BYU. And then we play Oregon.
Oh.
And if we win that game, we're on to the Natty.
You're speaking to the Boise State soul.
Is that?
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I don't know. I think this is what I've heard. This is a longer shot, is not getting a first round bye, but hosting a first round game.
Ooh.
I think it's a bigger of a long, a much bigger shot for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But how could you imagine the environment at Albertson Stadium?
That would be like, I mean, looking back, like the Wazoo game, the Washington State game, that was probably the most packed I've ever seen Albertson Stadium in my career. And I think a lot of people have ever seen that for sure.
I would agree with you 100%.
As and a then fan, yes.
A playoff game, I mean.
Jeremiah, you got to build more seats, man. You got to make that happen.
I might have to put some like
bring
seats
in some
up
folding
somewhere.
Chairs.
Yeah, dude, you got to get a standing room. We got to make that thing Jerry's world. We'll make it Jeremiah's world on the blue.
Yeah.
But, that'd be incredible. Because, like, you know, we have, like, the Mountain West teams that come here, you know, it's cool, rivalry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Penn State on the blue. Like, Bama on the blue. Ole Miss, like an SEC team coming here.
Yeah.
Bring your ass.
Yeah.
That would be
crazy.
Crazy.
For sure.
And if Indiana drops out.
Yeah, that Ohio State game, that's this weekend. There's going to be a lot of eyes on that.
Or if Ohio State loses.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's still a lot of things to shake up.
There's a lot of things that still got to go into play for sure.
Yeah.
But, I forgot to mention this too. Sean, can you pull up that San Jose State play that we have of Jaden?
Yep.
You had a nice little gift. Shout out Ty Benefield.
Yeah.
Giving you a little, that was freaking a boomstick that we got here. And you're just right place, right time. Boom. Mm-hmm.
Right off his hands. Yeah, that. I give it up to him for that. That was a crazy hit, but I turned the corner, and then all I see is the ball hit off the offensive lineman and then into my hand, and I was like, oh, all right, let's go.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, exactly.
So you didn't even see it. You were just kind of like, oh, it's here,
mm-hmm,
and it just landed there. That was perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Like I said before, pursuit to the ball.
Yes. To the plays. Yeah. Scouts. Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Ty. Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That was a boom.
Yeah.
Ty is a
good player, and he's still growing.
It's true sophomore, right?
Yeah. True sophomore.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That was a good momentum shifter as well, I feel like.
100%.
But Jaden, you're the person. Enough about the athlete. Enough about the athlete. What do you like to do in your free time?
That's a good question. I mean, I cook a lot. Like, I like to cook some basic stuff. Like I like to cook, like, steak, potatoes, broccoli, chicken, stuff like that. And then I sleep a lot. Like, that's, I know people like to say it's not a hobby, but I see, like, naps as a hobby. Like, I don't, yeah. You need a lot of sleep.
Yeah. You do.
So.
No, does, yeah.
Well, a lot of hobbies are meant to reset you.
Exactly. So, and that's resetting. And then during the winter, I mean, this season I probably won't go, but I, like, last year and my freshman year I snowboarded. And I got really into that when I got out here because it's so close.
But dude, it is. It's a 45-minute drive.
Exactly. But, you know, not the best idea.
No, I don't think coaches like that. Uh-huh.
So probably won't be doing too much of that this offseason. You know what I'm saying? But it'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a cook, huh?
Yeah.
I like how do you like cook. How do you like your steak cooked?
Medium rare. No other option. Like, if you get, I feel like that's disrespect to the cook if you get your steak anything past medium rare. Like, rare, blue rare, that's fine. Like, I feel like that's okay.
Sure.
But you go in and ask for, like, a well-done steak or medium well.
Yeah.
If you're sitting at a table with me, I'm going to give you a weird look.
Facts.
100%. I'm gonna be like, why...
Oh, so we're wasting food.
We're wasting food. You want to chew on a piece of rubber.
Yeah.
A cheeseburger at that point.
Exactly. A cheeseburger. Like, just ask for a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Because, yeah, no, you're right. It's like slapping the chef across the face.
Exactly.
Being like, I just don't like, nah. Yeah. I'm not giving you a chance. Get out of here.
Exactly.
But, dude, yeah, I have a buddy. I won't say your name. Lucky. You know who you are, though. He goes, dude, the only way to get the steak cooked is well done.
Ugh.
And I go, that is probably the hottest take you could ever have.
Hottest.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm obviously there's going to be some people out there that would agree with that. That's not right, though.
You're in, no.
That's jail time.
That's
jail
a small
time.
Pool.
That is jail time.
That is
small pool in jail time.
But yeah, no, medium rare. Do you like give it a little like garlic seasoning?
Yeah,
or a little butter?
I like to put like regular salt and pepper, and then I use this Brazilian like steakhouse seasoning that I got. I just got it from Albertsons, and I put it on there. It's pretty good. And then I put some minced garlic and some butter in the pan, warm that up, and then put the steak in there. So
okay.
Yeah. And then also like the flank short ribs, I don't know how to describe them, but
okay.
Those, I like to cook those too. Those are good.
You know what we should do? Jump has a kitchen that we can film in. And we should do a series where you and Jaden cook together and cook up that recipe.
That'd be dope. That would be dope.
Sean, this is why we keep you around.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. So, yeah, Jump, anyone can just go into that kitchen and just be like...
I believe so. I can ask Roberto because I know he wanted to do a podcast there where you kind of cook and talk. We might have to bring our camera stuff, which we can do.
Yeah, that'd help.
But
that would help.
We got all the gear for it. We can do it.
I'm down.
I'm
Are you down?
I'm so down.
Okay.
Dope.
Get ready for part two. That is going to be... Yeah, we'll do... I'm down for steak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's see. Jaden, top three movies you've ever seen.
Ooh.
Any genre.
Ooh.
Or you can have like best comedy, best action. You can, yeah.
All right. So I love Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith. Love that movie. Ooh, that's a good question. I love movies, but I can't. Pursuit of Happiness, man.
I'm gonna call a quick timeout. So I actually saw the first Gladiator Sunday for the first time. I know.
For the first time?
For the first time. I know, I know, I know, I know. I've seen the clip. Like, are you not entertained? Like, that's legendary. I know. Phenomenal movie. And I know I'm so late to this. But no, fantastic movie because me and my buddies got tickets for the Gladiator 2 that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for that. Do you have plans on seeing that?
I probably will see that for sure. I love movies. Seen the first one. I forgot the second one was coming out, but
yeah.
I'm definitely going to watch that one for sure.
Yeah. I forgot Joaquin Phoenix is in it. He's like super young, but anyways, I know. I should have maybe kept that one to myself. I'm going to get roasted. So, but yeah, continue with your list.
I can't think of any more.
Have you seen The Departed?
Oh, that's a banger. Oh. Movie.
I have not seen that.
Star-studded like crazy. Yeah. It's with Leonardo DiCaprio, Mark Wahlberg, Matt Damon, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Dude.
Maybe I have seen it.
What's it about? It's like the, like,
it's
he's training to be a cop.
Yeah, there's one dude who's training to be a cop and one dude who's going undercover into a Irish gang in Boston. And yes. The dude who's trained to be a cop is actually a rat for the dude. I'm not spoiling anything. This is given in the first.
It's like the story. Yeah.
he's a rat for the Irish mob going into the police force. And then the dude who's trying to get on the police force is then an informant in the mob. So it's like they're like trying to chase each other and find each other.
Yeah. There's like two different stories happening.
Yeah.
And then it all merges at the end.
Okay.
And then I won't say anything else, but
fantastic.
Every actor you've ever heard of is in that movie.
Okay.
It's nuts.
Alec Baldwin.
I have to watch that.
Yeah. Look up the Departed cast. Your jaw's going to hit the floor. Favorite comedy you've ever seen? Is there one that gets you every time?
I like the scary movies, you know, the scary movies that have.
Oh, like Scary Movie 2, Scary Movie 3.
Yeah,
okay.
Like the comedy, like the whatchamacallit? The
spoofs?
The parodies.
Parodies. Okay.
I love those movies, are so funny.
Bro, yeah, so look at this cast. Go up to the top. Matt Damon, Leo, Jack Nicholson, Mark Wahlberg, Alec Baldwin.
This guy. Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson. Oh, yeah. Kangaroo Jack guy.
Yep.
His name's just Brown.
Also, I saw Will.i.am is in it. I've seen that movie so many times. I don't know. Unless he's like a song in it, maybe. Because he doesn't have a character, but.
But yeah, you got to see it.
Great movie.
Dude, yeah, you got to see that. Put that at the top of your list.
Yeah,
it's a marathon, but worth it.
It's a Scorsese movie, so.
You a war movies guy?
I like war movies.
Okay.
But I I was just thinking about it. I don't have my favorite, like another favorite too, but all three of the Equalizers, you know those?
I do.
I love those.
Okay.
As well as all the Fast and Furiouses.
Okay.
Fast and Furious, except like the newer ones when they started to go into space and they started to do all like the.
Yeah.
They went from the ground to the air.
Yeah.
To space. And I was like, all right. Like,
I stopped after Paul Walker.
Yeah.
That one was a good one. But
I said forget about it, cuh. It's one of my favorite
kids. I like the second. The second one got a lot of hate, but I think the second one is.
Second one was good. I loved Tokyo Drift. That one was dope for
classic.
Sure.
That one got a lot of hate, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Equalizer. You know what? I'm going to be honest. I don't think I've seen the images, dude. You're getting the audio soundboards.
EQ.
Yeah, I still need to see it. Yeah.
You haven't seen any of them?
I don't think so. Denzel, goated actor though.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
He's like a, I guess you could say like a, kind of like a black version of John Wick in these movies.
Oh, so I need to see this.
So, I mean, that's kind of a way to describe it, but it's dope.
Yeah.
John Wick's also, I love the John Wick movies.
Yeah.
Too. Those are sick.
He's great. What's his name? I'm blanking.
Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What about music? You a music guy? Any certain artists?
I love music. I mean, not a certain artist. I mean, I love Lauryn Hill and Erykah Badu. Those are two.
Okay.
Those are my two favorites for sure. I kind of like older music. If you told me to name like a new rap song, I wouldn't be able to do that.
That's fair.
Because I don't
too
like
many now.
Exactly, and I can't like get into the groove of. All of the rap music that comes out, all of like I like R&B too, so I'll know like the newer R&B for the most part. So like Brent Faiyaz, Daniel Caesar, Frank Ocean, all that. But yeah,
and that's fair. Like I like a Future song here and there.
Yeah,
but it's like, dude, your discography, I can't keep up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Gunna as well. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, sure.
Yeah,
even Drake, he's pumping out singles, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I've always been like quality over quantity.
100%.
So.
100%. Yeah.
Kendrick's my guy.
Loved Kendrick.
Yeah.
Just doesn't come out with music.
Yeah.
Takes like 10 years at a time.
Yeah, you said Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
Same thing.
I mean, he's been.
Disappeared.
Is he alive?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. We've been waiting.
We have been waiting. Like he had like a, people were thinking he was going to be in the new Tyler, the Creator album. Nope. Wasn't there.
I didn't hear him.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
nowhere to be found.
Kendrick's going to be Super Bowl.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing the halftime show in New Orleans.
Ooh. I think he's going to flame Drake.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I love Drake.
Yeah.
I love Drake, too. But he won
more
that.
More of a Kendrick.
Yeah, I lean Kendrick.
Sure. But, like, you can't really compare the two because they're not really the same type of artist at all.
I agree.
So, yeah.
But it was a generational rap beef.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Kendrick just disappears as soon as it's over.
That's so on brand. 100%. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like, all right, back in the shadows.
Exactly.
Did you see when he played that song? He was at a concert and he played it like 10 times over.
Yep. Not Like Us?
Yeah.
Not Like Us, yeah.
Yeah. I remember. So I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the Inglewood show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He brought out like Westbrook and Schoolboy and everyone. That was so sick.
And DeMar.
That show was crazy.
DeMar. That was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Drake's just like watching Amazon Prime getting called a pedophile. It's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think he's for sure going to take a shot at Drake because Drake had that song, Big as the Super Bowl, first person shooter. He's now headlining the Super Bowl. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. Well, we made it an hour. Kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah, that did not feel like an hour.
Flew by.
Yeah.
Sure. Got to hang out more often.
Yes, sir.
Oh my goodness. And yeah, we're going to be doing that cooking show.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Probably after the season.
Yeah.
Busy guy over here doing
I think we should do it week of the first bye.
The Mountain West Championship. Yeah. The day before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, David, we promised we would do this. So.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up, I always like to do this. This is your camera right here. If you just want to give one message to Bronco Nation, it can be going forward or like thanking them. Like if there's one message you want to give Bronco Nation, what would you say?
We love you, Bronco Nation. We do. Keep doing what y'all are doing. We love the support, always the consistent support, and we love y'all for sure. Yeah.
Jaden Virgin Morgan, folks, best of luck against Wyoming.
Thank you.
1 week at a time. And this has been episode 153. Sean, thank you for all your hard work.
Sir.
Appreciate it.
Always.
This is Ryan Seekert. We'll see you next time.
Sir.
Not a game. We talking about practice.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Buckle up for Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant just sucked the gravity out of the target center.
Not the game. We talking about practice, man.
A bench press play. Dodgers have won it all in 2020. Oh, what a shot from Curry. Diggs. Sideline. Touchdown.
The return to glory.
Time for the takeover.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're last.